Blackstone Audio presents The Wycherley Woman by Ross MacDonald. To Dorothy Olding. Chapter 1. Coming over the pass, you can see the whole valley spread out below. On a clear morning, when it lies broad and colored under a white sky, with the mountains standing far back on either side, you can imagine it's the promised land. Maybe it is for a few. But for every air-conditioned ranch house with its swimming pool and private landing strip, there are dozens of tin-sided shacks and broken-down trailers where the lost tribes of the migrant workers live. And when you leave the irrigated areas, you find yourself in gray desert where nobody lives at all. Only the oil derricks grow there, an abstract forest casting no shade. The steady pumps at their bases nod their heads like clockwork animals. Meadow Farms lay on the edge of this rich and ugly desert. From a distance, it was a typical Lost Valley city, thrown down helter-skelter at the foot of barren-looking mountains and garnished with a little alkali dust. When I drove into it past the euphoric sign at the city limits, fastest-growing city in the valley, I could see some differences. The main street was clean and freshly paved. The buildings along it included substantial new ones and others going up. The people on the street had a hustling, prosperous look. I stopped at a downtown corner for gas and information. When the leather-faced attendant had filled the tank of my car, I asked him the way to Homer Wycherley's house. He pointed along the main street to the outskirts where oil tanks gleamed like stacks of minted silver in the sun.
"Straight on through town. You can't miss it. It's the big stone house on the side of the hill. I heard Mr. Wycherley just got back last night."
"Back from where?"
"He took one of them luxury cruises to Australia and the South Seas. Been gone over 2 months."